Okay, last one of the week tomorrow. If you want to email talk at beat102.3.com. Hey guys, I got a wedding invite in the post yesterday from one of my closest friends, and I swear to God, she's having a laugh. I know they're building a house, so therefore trying to keep costs down. That's fair. So they're getting married in a venue which is a bit different. And that's fine. There's around 60 people invited, so they're going low-key. I get that. But I assume they were getting caterers until the invite arrived. It's an invitation to the wedding, and at the end it says, BYOF wedding, bring your own food. And that we've been chosen to bring a starter. We've been given suggestions to make things, such as a goat's cheese salad, quiche of our choice, and bruschetta.
Bruschetta.
The idea is they'll place all food made by their guests on a large table and the meal will be buffet style. So we get invited to the wedding and we must also cook for the wedding. And by the way, they're only accepting cash as a gift.
Whoa.
I don't want to give a gift. My boyfriend says we have to. Do you think I should go? Would you give a gift?
Oh God, there's so much going on here. BYOF.
Bring your own food.
Okay, so I think it's understandable that weddings are so expensive, and if you're building a house and you've other expenses outside of that that you want to try and keep your costs down, I completely understand that. But I think if you were close enough to your friend that she had explained this to you, then I would say, fair enough, you were given, you know, kind of an advance warning. But to for an invite like this to arrive and just you be expected to be okay with cooking to go to a wedding, I find that part of it strange. Like, I think if you knew that this was what your friend was planning on doing, because you think that most people would have a conversation like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're dead right. I mean, the idea of it is a bit different, but there's nothing wrong necessarily with the idea of it in terms of, you know, that structure. But you're right. If she's one of your closest friends, that this didn't come up until you saw the invite, and then all of a sudden you're thinking, how am I going to cater starters for a load of people?
No, I don't mind the idea of it if everybody's on board with that, and if it's like a family wedding or a close friends and you're saying, would you mind doing this? Absolutely no problem. I mean, I would probably buy the quiche or whatever, but I do think that if it's a case of you've decided that you're having a wedding day and you have it in a venue and you're inviting people, and then you say on the invite cash only, but you also have to bring a piece of food, I don't think I can side with the person that's having the wedding, because as much as you want to celebrate with them, you're making it a little bit weird for the people that you're inviting if you haven't given them a heads up. So I think she's within her rights to say this is a little bit strange, but you also have to make a decision. Like, do you put that to one side and just say, look, I think it's a bit weird, but I'm still going to go and celebrate with my friend, and I'm going to bring my quiche, and I'm going to give her the money or whatever. It depends how.
Bought in quiche for both of us.
Bought in quiche, yeah. Absolutely. There are lovely local companies that supply quiche.
Are you sure these?
So I think you have to make that decision about what the friendship means to you, because again, when it comes to weddings, maybe she's totally caught up in this is a money saving thing and I can do this. I'm not a fan of when people blatantly say the cash only thing, because I think that puts people in
a position.
Like, most people give cash naturally, but when you see it, I think it's like, and then you have to bring your starter as well. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, what?
How many people do you have to bring starter for? Is my question.
Well, I suppose, I don't know.
I mean,
suppose if everybody brought a starter for like two or three people, then it's enough. For Anna, and then some people are on mains and some people are on dessert. So,
question: what if everyone brings the same thing?
No, it's on the invite.
You're bringing a starter. But if everyone brings the quiche, everyone brings goat's cheese. If there's no variety, well, if you go to a wedding, you generally only get one starter.
Yeah. Do you know what? It's not a bad idea. It's actually not a bad idea. You get sampling a load of different food. The problem is she didn't have a heads up about it.
I saw somebody said we did barbecue food for 100 people, and that cost us $3,000. So
I have no issue with going to something like this, and I actually don't mind the idea of like bring your own stuff. That's fine if you know that. But I think it's the fact she didn't know it, and then bring the starter, bring the cash, and.
You might want to come along yourself too. Okay, let's get your thoughts on this. Is this pushing it a little bit, and what would your reaction be to this invite? 085-102-9103. Okay, let's start getting through them, because there's so much coming in. Catherine says, to be honest, if that's the case, they should just wait till they can afford to get married. Or if that's what she wants, it should be immediate family cooking for that many people. It's a present in itself.
Leanne said, it's only weird because it's not the norm. I love this idea. Celebrating like a party as weddings should be. It's easy to get a divorce nowadays, so marry on the cheap for love rather than on notions of grandeur. and gestures. Go on, you good thing.
Madra says, don't go to the wedding if it's a problem for you. I would love to make snacks for a friend's wedding and 100 quid in an envelope. The end. If you're a good friend, you'd be okay with it.
Brenda, nah, no way. Either she wants guests to BYOF or money as a present. Not both, no way. Either the bride and groom feed their guests and ask for money as a gift, which will pay for the food, or guests BYOF and no money. They want everything done by the sounds of this. Tell the bride it's either food or money. Which do you want?
Maggie says, I want to know what the suggestions for the mains are. Has some poor beep been asked to cook a dirty, rotten lump of salmon the night before? The suit would be stinking. Feeding 60 people isn't as bad as it sounds. People do it for communions and confirmations all the time. Finger food, salads and sandwiches. If she wanted to keep the cost down, then her and her immediate family should have committed to making the food themselves. It's okay in a different venue to ask guests to bring their own beer, but their own food is just mental. If that's your ask, then that should be the gift. I'd say the person printing those invites did some laughing at this one and her notions. And she finished with, I mean, God, the bare minimum at a wedding is you get served a dinner. Mental.
Emily said, every single dish will be cold. Unless everyone is popping home to stick their curry in the microwave after the ceremony.
You might have one microwave and a big queue.
You have to queue.
Yeah. Okay, Joe was on.
It's a potluck wedding. Let them on. It's a potluck wedding. And if they don't want clutter and tat, why can't they get cash as a gift? Like, who wants to be going around going, will I buy them that? Will I buy them this? Just stick a few bob in a card and off you pop. Like, that's okay. There's worse things happening. It's fine.
I think, Joe, the point, though, is that most people will give cash.
Absolutely.
We're all in trained to give cash at weddings, but to explicitly state it, it's just, and the BYOF.
Or maybe I just haven't been to a wedding recently and I don't know if that's just the done thing. Like, is that what people write on it and it's not seen as rude or whatever?
Magic Mike was on.
Hey guys. Magic Mike, the South African. Yeah, I have never in my entire life heard of anything like that before. Bring your own food to your wedding. Yeah, I actually just don't have any words. I'd send them a gift and just say, sorry, I can't come to your wedding. I don't think it's right. You're supposed to cater for your own wedding.
Thank you for that, Magic Mike. Let's also hear from Scott on this one. Here we go.
Morning, guys. Just listen to your daily dilemma there. I personally, if a close friend of mine now sent me an invite like that, I would be the same as that girl. Like, a little bit of a heads up, a warning, maybe even a clue. What do you think? Is it a good idea? Something like that. I think expecting people to go off and spend their own money buying supplies for food, going to the hassle of making the food, bringing it across, and then you have to bring cash as well only. I mean, weddings are expensive enough. I worked with them for years. For a couple to go to a wedding, you're talking €1,000. By the time you get clothes, by the time you do yourself up, by the time you do, and then it's a cash gift, and then you have to go to the hassle of making food and bringing it there. Being perfectly honest, I understand everything is expensive. Yeah. You know, they're building a house, they want to get married, but realistically, I think they should leave off getting married because they just can't afford it at the minute. Focus on building their house and then give it a year and have a nice wedding with your friends and include them all in what you're going to do. Personally, I don't know. It's a bit of a rock and a hard place for some people, especially if they're close friends. But I don't know. I just think it's all a little bit too much. And she could really have included her friends and just said, look, do you think it's a good idea? What do you think? Before sending out invites and just going, well...
I think that girl is...
Sorry, I was jumped straight on there. Michelle was on to
Thanks
us as God. Well.
I think that girl is, when she has her house built, she'll probably ask all her friends to bring paintbrushes and start painting the house for them.
And the last one came in from Paddy. He says, lads, will she have a black sack to collect the return cans and bottles to save a few quid as well on the day? Okay, we'll leave it there. We'll leave it there. Dilemma's back tomorrow.